Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and ooh, darn sexy people. Ah, so good to be back. I hope you enjoyed the session we played last week. There was a lot of really valuable information, and thank you for those of you that emailed me and let me know that you got a lot out of that. I always appreciate that. It just happened, you know, I booked a film and I had to change flights, and I was in the air when I wanted to be with you. But, you know, divine timing, and you got to trust it all works out. Actually, there's a lot of information coming in right now about things that could appear negative, and they're telling me they're positive, depending on how you react to them. And how you react to them creates the positive. Well, I'll give you an example. We went to a play on Saturday night, or Friday night. We came out, somebody had broken my driver's side windshield, just shattered it. As far as I can tell, nothing was taken from the car. Of course, I don't leave valuables in the car. And I went into, for me, why did this happen to me? What did I do to attract it? And then I went, oh, just shut up and call the police and call your, you know, all of your insurance stuff and everything. So I just handled it, and I said, you know what? Where's the pony? And the channel said, the pony is if you can stay happy anyway. Oh, little testaroony here. So I went, okay, I'm not going to let anything take my joy and my power away. So they called me the next day, and they said, well, nobody can get out to fix your windshield until Tuesday. Otherwise, you have to drive down to downtown LA to fix it. And I said, okay, not going to let anything take me out of my joy and my knowing. And so I said to the lady, you know, I have a lot of driving to do. If there's any way you can arrange it, let me know. 2 hours later, I got a call. And the guy said, I've had a cancellation. Can we come do your window shield right now? So that's what they mean by everyday examples of, are you going to stay in your knowing, in your power, or are you going to be taken by the whim of the world and bounced around like a ship on a rocky ocean where you don't know that you're stable? So that's the big challenge now. So I'm throwing it out to you. I want to continue with Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill today, because this is probably the biggest, most incredible chapter we have here. It's called organized planning, and I think that's where a lot of you fall down, because you think, okay, well, I'll ask God and my guides and my angels to show up, and then I just wait. But we know on this plane that's not the way it works. Everything starts with imagination and desire. Then you have to make a choice, which turns into commitment. And then you have to take it into action. And organized planning is part of that action. So around whatever goal you are trying to reach, for example, money, you have to have a plan on how you are going to get there. If you are selling your house, you have to make a plan on how to do that. If you are looking for a new relationship, you need a plan in place on how to do that. So these are the things that Napoleon Hill suggests. And I'm going to go pretty fast here because going over this at the first of the show, you know, it's I have to move. Number one, create a mastermind group. Get three or more people together that are positive, who are positive, who are insightful, who have talents that are going to aid and abet each other, and meet with them a couple of times a week. Brainstorm. This is my plan. What do you think about the plan? Do you have any ideas about the plan? Is there a way I can make my plan better? Number two, what do you plan to offer and give in exchange for getting what you want? What are you planning to offer or give? Because ultimately, guys, you know, and this is dealing, of course, mostly with the financial aspects of our lives, people pay you for services. So how are you going to serve them? Maintain perfect harmony within yourself and within the mastermind group. So you want to attract people. There are plenty of people in this community for all of us to hook up with. You can Skype a couple of times a week. You can. There's so many meeting places online that you can arrange. Have the group check over your plans, because when you start talking and comparing notes, a lot of times other people don't see what you see, and they can help you stay on track. The most important thing is, if the first plan doesn't work, make a new plan. Don't give up. It's like Play-Doh. If you don't like what you made out of your Play-Doh, squish it up and make something new. But don't give up. I mean, we'd never have a telephone. We'd never have an automobile. We'd never have an airplane if people with plans gave up. Temporary defeat is not failure. So fix the plan. And he suggests that we all write down and post up in big letters, a quitter never wins and a winner never quits. I heard my mother say that to me several times in my childhood, and that one I really embraced. Compensation money comes for services and services come from your ideas. Okay. So I'm going to go over quickly what he lists the major attributes of leadership. Unwavering courage, self-control, a keen sense of justice, definiteness of decision. That's a big one. I'm definite in my decision to do this. If you waver in that, then you're not sure of yourself. Definiteness of plans. Okay? The successful leader must plan the work and work the plan. The habit of doing more than you're paid for. I think my e-blast on disappointment addressed that. A pleasing personality. Nobody wants to work with a grump. or an egotistical maniac. Sympathy and understanding, mastery of detail, willingness to assume full responsibility. Are you willing to do that? And cooperation. Those are the major attributes, according to Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich, of leadership. And then he goes into the 10 major causes of failure in leadership, which are inability to organize details, unwillingness to render humble service, expectation of pay for what they know instead of what they do with what they know, fear of competition from followers, lack of imagination, selfishness, intemperance, disloyalty, emphasis of the authority of leadership. That means leaders who try to impress followers with their authority come within the category of leadership through force. We're seeing a lot of that in our world today. An emphasis title. Competent leaders require no title to gain the respect of their followers. So I know I went over those very quickly. You can come back and re-listen to the show and ask yourself, give yourself a grade card, okay, on where you meet these. Because if you know what you want to do, then you've got to commit to it, which means I'm doing this no matter what. Get a plan in place and then check to see that you are in alignment with the things that we just went over. There is one dependable method of accumulating money, and that is providing a useful service. So, I know it was quick, but important. And I was just reviewing some of the video from Creation Station from last year, and they wanted me to remind everybody that the IDF, which is the intrinsic data field, okay, which is our electromagnetic field that converses with the universe, within that field, the frequency of 200-01, like the letter O, 1, is the frequency within our data fields that represents I know I am God. So I am the frequency of 200-01 because we really, really, really want to program ourselves to know that we are and remember that we are God. And for those of you working with any kind of physical things, I praise the matter of me. I praise the very matter that I am made up with. And then I want to read to you this one. It's not too late, by the way, if you want to join us for Fun, Focus, and Fruition. You'd have to sign up pretty well, like now. But it's not too late if you still want to participate. And, you know, this program works a lot on self-love, focus, fun, and manifestation, which is fruition. If you want to understand how important focus is in the creation of your life, listen to this sentence from a book called Mind to Matter. It's literally the science of how your brain creates material reality. Just an hour of focused concentration on any one subject doubles the number of connections in your brain related to that subject. So if you consciously learn how to focus your attention and your concentration on the abundance of money for 1 hour, you double the place in your brain that focuses and accepts and responds to and creates abundance of money. Same thing with health and wellness. Same thing with relationships. So those of you that ask me the importance of meditation, there's your answer right there. Now, that can be cumulative. And I'm telling you, the more I read the science of how the brain works, the more I understand all our work and how they've taught us through spirituality how to use our brains and our focus in order to create what we want. If you cannot keep focused on what you want, and that can come from, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's one of our core beliefs. Okay, so all those things have to be in alignment within you. Self-love, focus, fun, having fun doing it. It's not a big deal. Creation's easy. And fruition or manifestation. Okay, can I go to the calls? Fabulous. We're going to start with Diamond in Washington, D.C. Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Are you a newbie?
I am. I'm a first-time caller. I'm enjoying your show.
Well, thank you, Diamond. We like virgins on this show. What's your question for the channel, honey?
Well, I guess I'll ask about money since that's sort of what you're talking about here this morning. Lately, over the past couple of years, two things have happened. All of my extra income sources have dried up, and I've been dinged a lot more with fines, payments, and fees. So I feel like I've been, I don't want to say attacked,
okay,
but shrinking.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when the information comes in, if I don't jump on it, I lose it. There's something that happened 2 to 2.5 years ago with a male figure that reminded you of lack and the guilt of having too much. Is anything coming up from that information that I just gave you?
Not right now.
It wasn't a romantic relationship. Okay. It's connected with your dad. So let's just go to your dad. So what did your dad teach you or model you about having a lot of money?
He wasted it, in my opinion. He bought a lot of frivolous things with it.
Okay.
And didn't accumulate wealth.
He did not accumulate wealth.
No.
Okay. Well, this is where we're going, because oftentimes when we become adults at some point in our adult life, like, we can be incredibly successful in creating a lot, and then something happens and it reminds us that we shouldn't be doing this, that we're too powerful or too successful, or, oh my gosh, now I'm going into the fear that I'm going to repeat my dad's scenario, which is what you're doing. You're literally repeating what your dad modeled to you. But what happened 2 to 2.5 years ago kind of plugged you into that. Is anything coming up that, I mean, was that the first time? Let's go to the first time that you started experiencing your what we're calling, for want of a better word, your negative pattern here, stuff falling out on you. What was the first thing that happened?
I hired a lawyer to help me straighten out some financial matters. And he took me for everything. I ended up with a $5,000 legal fee and nothing to show for it.
Okay. Which pretty much represents what your dad did, right?
Sort of, yeah. Using money but not getting
money. Right. And so he would do things for himself to help himself and not get anything for it and waste his money. Okay. So you want to be really conscious, Diamond, that you're repeating his pattern. And you don't have to do that. And the way you don't do that is you clearly direct your brain to go a different way. So the way you want to go is, I'm worthy. I am my own creator, right? Not him, but you. I'm my own creator. I absolutely can turn this around and it's up to me. Everything financially I create easily. It comes to me easily. The universe supports me. I attract other people that support me. And you start living consciously with those very clear intentions and directions to your energy. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
There was something that came up for me. My ex-husband really kind of cheated me out of some money a couple of years ago. Took money that he should not have. And also a lawsuit came against me because of a joint account we had when we were married where he took money out and it was all for him and none of it for me.
Okay, that was the catalyst that started the whole thing. Okay, that reminded all your sense memories, Diamond, of your dad and how unfair life is. And that's your biggest thing. You've got to turn around that life is fair because you're creating it that way. Don't look at the reality. The reality has nothing to do with what you're creating right now. You actually have to look away from reality in order to create what you want, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So get yourself into the state of feeling good. No matter what you have to do, have fun, feel good, feel love. And then take that into money, because right now money's giving you a real bad taste in your mouth, and that's not going to create the money that you want if you're judging money. Do you understand?
Yes, that makes sense.
All right,
thank
baby.
You.
Got to move on. Thank you, and welcome to the community.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, Michelle in Los Angeles, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call. What you were talking about the focus of the mind, I feel like that's kind of where I've been feeling stuck. I've been kind of torn between still loving someone very greatly, but knowing I have to let them out of my life, and then having a lot of pain and anger around this person, but still loving them. Like, I just feel like I'm going.
You don't have it toward them, darling. You have it toward you because you're not following your authentic self. And so you know you have to leave, and so you're pissed off at yourself for not doing it.
Okay.
So that'll help because you can get a handle, you know. You can get a handle on yourself.
Yeah.
So guys, the question you always want to answer yourself when you're trying to make a decision, which decision supports me loving me more? So what decision supports you loving you more, Michelle, staying or leaving?
Leaving, being free, for sure.
Okay, so you got to act on that.
Okay.
Because, you see, you want to be free, and you're keeping yourself from being free, and that's enough to piss anybody off. Got it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So you know what you have to do. I would take action.
Okay.
Make a plan and take action.
Take action.
That's right, baby.
And the love that I have for that person, it feels like it keeps sucking me back in, but I can still let that go, right? And just.
Well, yes. No. You want to continue to love that person.
Okay.
And know that your self-love is telling you that the love for that person isn't healthy for you. So you love them, you bless them, you let them go, and you move on.
Okay.
See, that's the great teaching of Buddha, right? If you have to sue somebody, sue them. Just love them while you're suing them.
Okay.
You never move out of love, Michelle, ever.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Most of us do, you know, most of us do, guys, because it's easier. But ultimately, that doesn't get you what you want. The state of love gets you what you want, and we know that. Marilyn in Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hello,
I'm
darling.
Because I have really been walking my path of building a business to serve and support others. I'm a therapist, and I've been doing my own personal growth work, and I'm having just a bit of a, like, clock.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to a core belief because there's something you need to get into alignment. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. Okay, and then they're saying clearly getting there was absolutely fine for you. Getting there is what you enjoy doing. Being there, you're going, well, now what? And boy, I can relate to this, you know, like if I get a play and I get through opening night and then I go, oh my God, now I got to do this for another 6 weeks, 8 weeks, you know? So,
yeah.
We know scientifically that getting there is where the high is. Once you reach your goal, the endorphins fall off. So it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel as good to get somewhere as it feels good getting there right before. Okay, so that's what's going on with you. And then I'm going to your mother, and I'm going to around 4 years old. But they're saying you got it already, right?
Yeah.
Your mom taught you or modeled to you, oh, well, that she could never get there and didn't enjoy getting there. At least that's how you put it together when you were little, was getting there almost means not happy. Trying to get there means happy. But when you get there, does that make sense with your mom? Is stuff congealing here? Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so you don't want to live her life. You want to create your own. You want to start programming yourself to knowing that being there means there's always another there to get to, because there's always expansion.
Okay.
So now I'm excited that I've created this new job that I've wanted to create. Now where do I want to get to? Can you feel the excitement come back in then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happening. Yeah.
All right. Now, did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. And I guess the emotional side of that is related. So when fear comes up or doubt, that's all part of that process is what
Well,
you're
yes. When the fear and the doubt come up, that's you trying to stop you from getting there because subconsciously you think being there isn't going to be fun.
Oh, right. Right.
And
right,
so
right.
You go, okay, I'll put shit in my way. So
yeah,
I don't actually have to, you know, I don't actually have to enjoy this and expand and move on. But if you consistently go, oh, wow, okay, I've got my business in place. I'm going to sit and visualize and feel into how many people I'm going to help and the freedom in their lives and all the money I'll have at the end of this year, which is going to make me happy, which is going to make me happy, which is going to make me happy, because that's tied into it too, that getting the money, having the money doesn't make one happy.
Right.
So if you're on the brink of being successful and making a lot more money, if you have any beliefs that you were taught or modeled that money doesn't make you happy, then you've got to address those or you'll hold your business back.
Oh, that's really good. That's so helpful. Yeah, thanks, Dee.
So just go back, everybody, go back. And Diamond, they're saying they really want you to address this too. Go back to age 6 or 7, back to conception, and look at what you have been taught or modeled or told verbally about the issue you're dealing with. You will see how most of us are being held back by somebody else's teachings, beliefs, and limitations. Okay?
Thank you,
darling. You bet. Oh, some good questions today with some. All right, I can't get you off. There you are. You just didn't want to leave, Marilyn. All right, Eileen in Brooklyn, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, baby cakes. What's up?
Good to talk to you. Well,
Thank you. A lot
of things are changing. And when you wrote that thing about disappointment, wow, did I zone in on that.
Good.
And,
Thank you.
You know, I'm learning about how if I happen to be disappointed with something that happened, that it's not going to serve the other person, certainly, and it's not serving me if I just hold on to it.
Well, no,
and
you actually create more of it.
Yes.
Whatever you focus on, you create more of.
Right. I've been applying the theory. It doesn't always make it so easy to let go, but I'm doing it.
Well, and that's true, because we're split down the middle around a lot of these things, because our little child is going, no, it's this way, and we're going, not anymore. Right? And that's why all our work is called conscious creation. Because the more you stay on yourself and consciously reprogram yourself in the moment, the easier it gets. So this is a big, big step for you, Eileen. You've been working on this for a while, so yippee and congratulations. And they're showing me people standing up and clapping. You know, my white-robed friends are all standing up clapping in a field. So
that's
yippee.
That's great. Yeah, and then this week, you know, I was really sick because the weather was really kind of oppressive.
No,
and,
that's not why you were sick. Weather has nothing to do with our health.
I know. I was probably processing something.
Yes, and the clearer you can get about that, the more you break through.
Right, and I did break through because I'm writing a song for my parents now. And so
right.
I know I broke. Yeah, so I'm really happy.
Well, you should be. That's awesome.
And
they're saying that you are really clear. You are clear if you let yourself be around why you didn't feel well. Guys, listen to me. Everybody stop what you're doing and listen to me. You cannot consciously create yourself if you are reacting to everything outside of you and allowing it to affect you mentally, spiritually, physically, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, or dimensionally. If you are going into reaction and allowing that reaction to begin creating you, you are not consciously creating yourself. Okay, Eileen, so track it down. Basically, what they're saying to me is something presented itself that made you doubt, go back into doubt, that you're your own creator.
Right.
And you had been doing a really good job, you know, on breaking through on that. So,
right.
Again, people are going to break windshields. How do we react to that? Do we lose
right.
our balance, or do we stay in balance so somebody can have a cancellation and the universe can come through for us? Got it?
I got it.
Okay. Thank you, baby, and congrats. All right, Mr. Daniel in Arizona. Hi, babe. Boy, long
Hi,
time no talk to.
Yeah, very true. I want to get some discernment, really. It's for Al. Last night, his mother was diagnosed with an acute leukemia, aggressive leukemia. This just happened last night. We're not sure that that's accurate. And just where to go with it.
Well, several things are coming in, Daniel. And I find it interesting that Al doesn't call. Is he not able to?
He's a little emotional at this moment. He's here.
I see. Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Okay. So several things are coming in. First, I release you to your own divine I am presence. Okay? He's got to release her to her own choice. Now, this is really interesting because I was working on somebody else before the show, and the most interesting information came in. And I think, my God, I have to say up front, guys, this is brand new information for me, and I don't know where we're going with it. So as a community, let's come together and go, I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding through love, and so it is. I am, and so it is. Okay, bear with me, guys, because this is how far I got with this before the show had to start. I was asking, a friend of mine has just been diagnosed with a terminal disease. And so I said, is it possible for him to stay? Yeah, it is. And I said, okay, his soul wants to go. Yep. His spirit wants to go. Yep. But there's some part of him that wants to stay. Yeah. And it was his future self or selves. And so the future self, I hope you're testing this with me, Daniel, and anybody else. The future self overrides the present self. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me in the work that I teach. So we're going in the right direction, but we're not asking the right question. Overrides is not the correct word. That is a true statement. But somehow his present self is deferring to his future self or selves because they are connected and the future self has a plan which includes experiencing this disease. Highest, most correct, most complete. Do you get a yes on all that, Daniel?
Yes.
Okay. The same thing is going on with Al's mother. Do you get a yes on that?
Yes. I do.
Yeah, this is why I encourage all of you to start working with a pendulum, because in things like this, you need a way to test the accuracy of what you're hearing. Okay, now we're going to a core belief. This page here. It's part of the process of her and my friend learning and knowing that they're God. And this dis-ease in this lifetime helps them to understand that more in the next lifetime. I get a yes on that when I say that's the highest reason, though, I get a no. So we want the highest reason, right? Now,
yeah.
Is it possible for the future self and the present self to work together? Yes. So it's possible for us to say to our future selves, okay, I get it. This is part of my learning process in this script of my soul that I've written. And I can create wellness in this life working with my future selves to experience the same thing. That's the highest possibility. I get a yes, Daniel. What do you get?
I'm getting a yes on that. I'm also hearing it is in the realm of loving who you are becoming.
Well,
loving
in order for us to love who we're becoming, we have to love who we are right now.
Right.
And
right.
We know it always goes back to love. So the highest statement for her working in conjunction with her past and future selves and wherever her energy is existing is I am the God of me who loves who I am. Well, and that takes me right back to Ramtha's statement, you know, that I have at the top of my website.
Right.
Yeah. I am God and I love all whom I see because all whom I see is God. And I can't quite say it the proper way it's written, but it's from Ramtha the White Book. And if we truly love ourselves, we love all our energy and we love all energy. And then we don't open ourselves up to any kind of dis-ease. The state of love does not allow dis-ease in. That's a true statement. Anybody switched? No, we want the highest answer. Yes. So that's the message for her, if she can hear it, is to start working with her past lives and her future lives and her present life in saying, I am the God of me and I love who I am. Because we can be the God of ourselves that hates who we are also.
Correct.
What do you get when I say there's something higher than that?
I
get a
no
too.
Yeah, that's
so
high.
What I'm being told, Daniel, is if she's willing and wants to do the Fun Focus and Fruition program, I will gift it to her because this is everything the program is about, is teaching her to focus love first on herself, then toward all energy and toward what she wants to manifest, which in this case is the health of her body. Okay?
Yep. Okay. Thank you so much.
Great. Boy, Lord have mercy. Will you email me what we got to, please?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. You know, I'm in the channel and I can't write now because
it's
too hard. Okay. Great. Thank you, darling.
Thank you much.
Okay, well, that was worth the program right there. Robin, Colorado, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
So interesting that you're talking about this right now because I was trying to figure out how to formulate my question, which is all about being able to stay in focus and in trust so I feel like I can in my life, but about the world or about the country or about my daughter's future or my future.
Good
or the
God.
Future of this world. So I have to keep pulling myself back and pulling myself back. And lately I feel like I'm overwhelmed with these tidal waves of,
well, my God,
I don't even know what to call it.
What you just said overwhelmed me. I have to save the world. I have to save my daughter. I have to, you know, no, you have to create you.
Yes.
That's your job here. You have to create you. Now,
okay.
I certainly understand this, having a daughter of my own. And more consistently, they are telling me, release her to her own divine I Am presence. Because if you don't, then you keep subconsciously giving them the message that they have to let you create who they are, that you're not trusting them to create themselves.
So I don't want to do a yes, but however, it's more about the general state of the world, the amount of fear, the amount of,
well, yes, but that's what focus is all about, Robin.
Yeah.
You are sending your focus to that, and what does that do? It creates more of it. Whatever you focus on, you create more of. So every time and we're inundated with it, I would not watch the TV. I would get your news off of the computer or something, because they go into the drama and that sucks you in. And that certainly is not self-love unless you can keep your balance and do the work. See, I watch the news and I go, okay, I'm invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light around all this. I am claiming love around all of this. I use the news to do the work, and then you don't feel powerless. You know that you are taking what you can do and making a difference instead of being at the whim of what's going on. But it's a choice, Robin, and you've got to make that choice. So let's go back to the question they gave us. Do I love myself more if I worry and fret and get depressed about the world situation? Or do I love myself more if I know there's a divine plan and I see love and positivity and good things coming out of everything? Which one loves yourself more, Robin?
Oh, for sure, the second one.
Okay.
For sure.
So don't you want to choose that then?
I guess it's my training it's irresponsible to let the world be, to not be doing more. Because in my
do
own life,
do whatever you can
feels,
do, honey. Just
right,
do it,
right.
Knowing that the world is fine. See, there's your belief. If I don't fix the world, I'm irresponsible. Well, good luck with that. Who'd you learn that from, Mommy?
Oh, both, right.
Yeah.
It's Mom and Dad.
Okay. Not your job to fix the world. Your job is to create you and create you in the state of love, and then that fixes the world.
Okay.
We know the 100th monkey syndrome. When the majority of people focus and want love instead of hate, we have love. When the majority of the people focus on wellness instead of sickness, we have wellness. The 100th monkey is a theory that's been proven in energetic, scientific evaluation.
Sure.
So,
yep.
Right now, baby, you're part of the love side. You were part of the hate side because that's what your focus was on. Do you understand?
Okay. I do.
Okay. All right. So do your part. If you're really, really wanting to do something, do your part by holding mm-hmm. the balance of love and positivity. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Guys, it's not, you know, you're not Mary Poppins. We're asking ourselves to step up to do scientifically what we need to do with energy to create what we want in this world. Okay, let's go to Michael in Connecticut. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
The core of Napoleon Hill stuff, at least from what I'm hearing you say and reading his book, seems to be the daily practice. And I'd like you to talk about...
The core of our work is daily practice. That's what conscious creation is.
I totally agree with you. So I'd like you to talk about that, because daily practice means having a plan for daily practice, choosing what to practice on and so on. Now, I've wrote out my Napoleon Hill statement. I finally got it together 2 days ago.
Good.
To where it felt right. That's fine. But you know, you also talked about a daily practice of the I am money, and you've talked briefly on other aspects of daily practice, and I greatly enjoy your show, and I take 4 pages of notes per show, typically. the thing I have,
Michael,
to do...
stop. I don't want you to make it so hard.
I want to digest it and understand it.
Hold on. I want it to be fun. And
you can't imagine
easy.
How much fun this is for me. This is real
okay,
fun, because
I'm
getting into energy and awareness. This is everything I seek in life, and it comes in concentrated doses.
So it's the daily practice
that I want to understand a whole lot better than I do now.
Okay. So I'm going to give it to you right now. Before you get out of bed every morning, you open your heart, you open your chakras, you align your heart line, and you align yourself with love. And I would suggest everybody stating, I am clarity, I am health and wellness, I am knowing, I am money, I am beautiful divine relationships everywhere in my life. And then I would add some kind of statement in this day-to-day. My intention is to give and to receive in harmony. And then you go about your day, and you will feel when you start falling out of alignment with what you have directed yourself that morning to be and do. And as soon as you feel that you are going out of alignment, you stop. I talk to myself out loud, and I go, okay, stop it, Deanna. You're going down the toilet. This affects your blood pressure. It affects your stress level, which helps create disease. You know, and I just take myself on that little talk, and I go, so really, Deanna, Dee Dee, Pee-wee, do you really want to do this to yourself, or shall we make another decision? Oh, damn, let's make another decision. Well, what do you want? I want to be peaceful. I want to be happy. I want to know I'm always taken care of. I want to know I'm safe and secure in the world. I want to know that I'm respected and honored. And so I'm going to let myself feel all those things right now, and I'm asking the universe, come in and play with me and match me, and let's go. And if you do that, that's all you have to do, Michael, is stay on top of teaching and reprogramming yourself. Asking the universe to come in and partner with you, and then let go. Okay? In a nutshell, that's it, and that took me 2 minutes to give that to you.
Yeah, I think I wrote most of it down, too.
Okay, well, there you go. That's it. Don't make it any harder than that and have fun. Because if you make it harder, then you start losing focus.
Okay.
Manifestation loves fun. And for so many of us, that doesn't make any sense. It should be serious. We should have to work on it. But you don't work on love. You don't work on falling in love. You just fall in love. Sometimes we work on staying in love.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And that's part of our learning, you know, because what happens is, I don't need a reason, I just love you. Oh, now I'm here with you for 2 years. Now you have to give me a reason to love you. But there is no reason for love other than you want to experience you being in the state of it. All right, darling?
Cool.
Thank you. What a great end to the show. Boy, I really had to take some longer time to address some questions, guys. I'm so sorry I didn't get to more people. But anyway, you got what you need. And if you want to join us, you can sign up for the Focus Fun and Fruition by emailing Aurora or me through the website. And we'll get you on. I think there's a sign up still on the website too. Oh my goodness, that thing about the future lives and working with your future lives and being able, because I really want, and I'm claiming that I am clear and I have the information about healing ourselves physically also as a part of this conscious creation journey. All righty, so let's say it together until we meet again. I love me and I love me and I love me more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.